This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:08 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And let's start with the fact that we've been seeing several news reports over the week on price hikes when it comes to food. So we want to discuss what consumers should be aware of. And if we take you back, right, when I say a number, I really do mean a number. For example, on Tuesday, the Consumers Association of Penang, or CAP, claimed that there was a dramatic increase of up to 200% for vegetable prices in the state over the past fortnight. And they listed a number of ways this was manifesting, but the Deputy Minister of Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs, Dato' Rosul Wahid, acknowledged that there has been a price increase, but that they found no cases of that 200% leap, and said that the investigation revealed that CAP couldn't identify the locations of the incident. Since then, they have said that this might be down to inclement weather because of inclement weather in Cameron Highlands affecting growth and distribution and the like. Meanwhile, on Wednesday, the next day, food prices were also brought up in Parliament, this time by Bukit Bendera MP Wong Hon Wai, who said he had received a lot of public complaints about the drastic rise in prices of vegetables. Some of his examples included, this is per kilo, cabbage going up from 4 to 6, that's a 50% increase, sawi going from 5 to 8, grade A eggs, not vegetables, but nevertheless very important, going from 10 to 12. And this then prompted a response from Gerai MP Sabri Azim, who asked the government to monitor prices of imported fertilizers and pesticides, claiming that the price for pesticides rose from, this is quite large, 185 ringgit to 330 ringgit over the past year. And that in turn is affecting the cost of vegetables. I mentioned right at the top of the show that the prices of gardenia products are also set to increase on December 1st. That's something that we'll be talking about on today on Twitter. And aside from looking at raw produce, right, we are also seeing an increase in terms of food when we go out and eat, whether it's in the form of a fried squid or whether it's in the form of economy rice. So, for example, a report by The Star looked into price increases in economy rice in Penang and found that essentially what used to cost around 5 ringgit before the pandemic, we're thinking here of white rice, one meat, one vegetable, a beverage, now costs 8 to 10 ringgit. So that's pretty much double. And there was also a recent incident involving Hamidiya restaurant in Campbell Street in Penang, allegedly charging a customer 100 ringgit for two pieces of fried squid. The owner said that this is because they ordered larger squid, squid's more expensive these days. But anyway, a notice has been issued to them. So all in all, because of these stories over this week, because there are so many reports of this, we thought that the time was right to actually look into it. And I think not just find out what's happening, but also to find out as consumers, when we're out and about, whether it is that we're buying groceries or whether it is that we are ordering food, right, and we see an increase in price, how do we know when it's fair, when it's not? Who should we be reporting to? How does this affect us? These are the things that we want to get into in this first half hour. We'd like to hear from you, though. So, whether it's economy rice, vegetable, eggs, there are reports of prices going up. Have you noticed the price of your food going up? Very curious. Call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we're going to be joined by Saral James Maniam, who's the Director of Communication and Mobilization at FOMCA. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bombing frustrated minds, BFM 89.9.
It is 5:14. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And our first story is about the many, many, many reports of increased prices for food as well as for produce, things like vegetables. It's been happening across the week. And so we wanted to know, essentially, is this something that you've noticed? Have you noticed the price of your food going up? And what do you do when you, if and when you do notice these things? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio, giving us a consumer perspective on this and how to understand what is fair and what isn't. We're joined by Saral James Maniam, Director of Communications and Mobilization at FOMCA, which is the Federation of Malaysian Consumers Associations. Saral, thank you so much for speaking with us. So what should the public be aware of when it comes to possible reasons behind why food prices fluctuate?
There are many reasons why the food prices are fluctuating. The first one definitely I can say is because of high demand. And the second one is because of middlemen. And the third one I could say is because of increase of maintenance, or even recently the hike up on vegetable prices is due to fertilizers, pesticides that being imported. So that could be a various reason. This is what I can see as a consumer organization.
And could you briefly walk us through then the government's mechanisms for actually overseeing food costs?
Government has introduced a price standardization program on essential goods distribution program. They are such as rice, cooking oil, flour, sugar, even diesel and petrol and LPG gases. But recently, what we can notice is the high cut prices on poultry, fishes, and now is the vegetable. So there is already an act in place, which is on Supply Control Act 1961, and also the Price Control Anti-Profiteering Act 2011 is already in place, and we can utilize this act actually.
So as a member of the public, as a consumer, how can I check whether price increases at any point in time are actually fair and people aren't taking advantage of price hikes elsewhere?
There is nobody is monitoring on the prices. We have what was the prices in 2015 and what was the prices now. And we have departments of statistics of Malaysia. Yeah, they have data showing that there is actually increase of prices. The consumer price index been increased, but the problem is this wasn't exposed to the public. Public have to take their own initiative. Those that going marketing, they have to do their own price checking. I bought this chicken last week, it's only this price, and now it's been increased 50 cents, even 1 ringgit and something. So this is where we need the public or the consumers to play an active role, play your active role to come forward and do the complaint.
And who should consumers be complaining to?
Okay, we have many channels actually. The one that very dear to us is actually Ministry of Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs. There are three methods that public consumers can do the complaint. The first one is through their website to launch online complaint through this browser. Maybe I just read it out. If you need details, I can give it later. http://aduan.kpdnkk.gov.my. This is first method. The second method, those that can't go online, you're also able to send an SMS. So once you send this SMS, they will guide you what are the information that you need to be given. And the third one is usually what most of the people were using, it's WhatsApp. They also have a WhatsApp number, 019-279-4317. Apart from that, we also like consumers also can launch the complaint to FOMCA at through their email at mco@fomca.org.my.
So I think two things here that I wanted to check with you, Sarah. Firstly, after I've lodged a complaint, what actually happens then?
Okay, once we launch the complaint to, for an example, like you are sending WhatsApp to KPDN KK, there is a list of questions that will send to your WhatsApp, which you need to put in, such as your contact number, where the location of the shop, and what are the receipts, if you have the receipts, and all that. So that will enable them to, further do the action.
And the other thing I wanted to check was, we've been talking a while now, but I realized I should have asked you earlier, have you yourself noticed the increase of food prices?
Definitely, I do notice the increase of food prices. And the increase of food prices is actually normal if it's actually only 10 or 20 cents. But if, let's say, it's increasing beyond unthinkable, like the squid in Penang, you know, that is really, you know, need to be bring forward and need to be investigated. And I also would like to urge the consumers, check your food prices first, you know, especially on seafood items. I think we also know the story about siakap, you know, 2 weeks ago, which is very hot topic. Yeah, so I know everybody is trying to, you know, survive on this pandemic, but the problem is it should be ethical. It shouldn't be unethical, you know? Yeah.
You mentioned the squid, and that is a reference to a restaurant in Penang getting a notice for charging a customer 100 ringgit for a squid dish, basically sotong goreng, you know, there were two big pieces. What did you make of the situation?
I think, yeah, what I'm saying earlier is unethical, yeah, by putting up, you know, high prices like that, you know, for consumers. If those that are selling, you know, the owner should come forward and say, okay, this squid is fresh, you know, I'm going to charge you this, you know. So apart from that, the consumer have to play an active role. You know, we already learned a good experience from the siakap. So I think we should, it's time to, you know, consider to act smartly. But at the same time, the government or the ministry level, they have to proactively do their role, you know, take this seriously and do the action on making this right.
So the argument, I think, that I've seen a few places is that the reaction to something like the siakap, like the sotong, might be different if we're talking about a fine dining restaurant, even if we're talking about a similar amount of produce. How does context come into play? How does all this blend into the conversation?
Okay, fine dining, you know, those that want to do a fine dining, want to fine dining in any restaurant, they should know the concept of fine dining. I believe they do. Yeah, and of course, fine dining always comes with the portion, doesn't match with the price. Yeah, so that is what they call fine dining. Yeah, you want to have that experience. So I think it's the choice of the consumer. Okay, and you are well informed. I am very sure the menu comes with the prices. Yeah, and if there is a hidden charges that you may bring forward to complain, but overall the charges is already there, so it's actually up to the consumer's choices to, you know, of course complain. I don't think so it'll be accepted.
Saral, do you have a final message to leave us with?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm consumer, and I believe everybody here is consumer by anyhow. Yeah, price sensitivity, you know, may motivate consumers to switch to more affordable option in near term. But at the same time, consumer need to be play an active role. Okay, be a smart consumer, play your responsibility, not only to, you know, help yourself, but help others also by voicing up any unethical price hike up. And I believe, you know, you have a smart choice. You are able, if you think that the prices could go up, or, you know, especially for seafood, which we already learned, we have two good experience, siakap and sotong, it could be a new song in future. Yeah. So, yeah, learn from experience. It doesn't matter that you have to go through what siakap experiences to, you know, to get in sotong issues now.
Saral, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
That was Saral James Maniam, Director of Communication and Mobilization at FOMCA, that is the Federation of the Malaysian Consumers Association. And I just wanted to run through those numbers again. If you find that you are looking at price increases that you don't think are fair or justifiable, there are some avenues you can explore. So you can text 15888. Again, that number is 15888. You can SMS KPDNKK Aduan and they will guide you from there. The number to WhatsApp is 019-279-4317. Again, 019-279-4317. You can also email mco.fomca@fomca.org.my. And in each instance, would be great if you actually have a photo or receipts and the like to attach. I think that that would be very helpful. And in the meantime, we've been asking you, have you noticed the prices of your food going up? Because that there are many, many reports that suggest that that is the case. Call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at PFM Radio. We have some messages that have come in. I think we have time for a couple. So Madiha says, I was abroad the past year for studies and upon returning, I definitely noticed the big jump of food prices in general. I chalked it up to inflation. Although my family and I are grateful that we can still afford the increase, I imagine that it can't be easy for many others, especially the B40 groups. Yeah, I think that that's the case, right? Like, even if it's something that you can swallow or absorb in the short term, in terms of that increase, it's tough thinking about people who might not. And we are talking about necessities. We are talking about food and groceries. We also have Goh, who says consumers must be smart, scout around before buying, since there are many types of vegetables. Buy only those where prices have not been increased. Currently, most wet market stalls don't display the prices of things they are selling. The ministry in charge should do more surprise checks. Some good tips there, as well as some good ideas for what the ministry could be doing. Keep those thoughts coming. You can let us know, have you noticed an increase in food prices? Again, that number to call is 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back after the news. In the meantime, some music. Eddie Cochran with Come On Everybody, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.